This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts lawmakers' struggle for control of spending and taxes continues. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Massachusetts American Rescue Plan Act money, that's about $5 billion. Is still sitting in the state's piggy bank. Some states like Connecticut and Vermont have already decided where they're going to be spending their shares of that and funded economic relief, education, human services, and other programs. So what's the latest from Beacon Hill on allocating these ARPA funds?
Well, we haven't seen a schedule or a timeline yet, but House Speaker Ron Mariano said last week that he anticipates hearings to begin this month. Legislators led by Representative Dan Hunt, chair of the Federal Affairs Committee for the House, and the House Ways and Means Chair and Aaron Michaelwitz are anticipated to be chairing these hearings and leading the effort to gather input on the House side, along with their Senate counterparts, on how different groups, different stakeholders, interest groups, and lawmakers themselves want to spend this money.
Are lawmakers as passionate as Governor Baker is about funding affordable housing, for example?
Yeah, we anticipate, or I would think that they would have a lot of the same priorities as the governor. We have heard housing talked about by lawmakers, including by Rep. Bud Williams of Springfield, who called it a key to unlocking wealth for minorities who have long struggled to keep up with the wealth of their white counterparts in Massachusetts. I think, you know, the recent budget shows that there's also a priority for many lawmakers on spending in education. The speaker has made creating clean energy jobs a priority, so you may see some efforts there, but there is a lot of money here that can be spread around. The other big question is how fast they will want to spend it, or if they hold on for future years, and how far they spread it out.
Last week, House and Senate negotiators came to an agreement over the 2022 annual state budget, and it's been passed along to the governor. Can you walk us through some of the highlights of that budget that was devised by lawmakers?
Sure. Well, the big piece of the compromise here was that they revised their revenue projections upward by $4.2 billion. This allowed them to increase bottom line spending to just over $48 billion for the fiscal year. They've made a huge new deposit in the state's pension fund. They set aside $350 million to fund the Student Opportunity Education Reform Act from 2019. In future years, should they have financial difficulties over the next 6 to 7 years of the funding of this law, this compromise also makes the film tax credit in Massachusetts permanent. One feature that was not in this compromise, an increase in fees on Uber and Lyft rides, which was favored by the Senate but not part of this package.
In crafting this budget, lawmakers increased the anticipated tax revenues of the state. They did that after seeing that the pandemic didn't slow down tax collection and the state continued to surpass projections. So could the resulting decrease in the over-projections revenue have any ramifications down the line?
If revenues were to fall off and not meet this new projection, as I mentioned, they upgraded by $4.2 billion. What we saw the legislature do in this proposal is to invest in long-term liabilities that the state has and to guard against future downturns in revenue. So the pension fund deposit, this trust fund that they could draw on if revenues slowed down to fund the Student Opportunity Act. They also canceled all their planned use of the state's rainy day fund, and they're anticipating with this new revenue, they would make another huge deposit that would push that fund to $5.8 billion by the end of fiscal 2022, which would guard against and give them a big cushion in future years should tax revenues start to fall off.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks as always, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.